The Russian invasion was launched with terrifying speed and against a wide range of targets right across the country. The long military buildup around Ukraine's borders finally unleashed by order of the Kremlin. Helicopter gunships, fighter jets, missiles, tanks, convoys of armored vehicles are all involved in what Russia calls a military operation. For the moment, the targets appear to be specific and strategic. They include Ukraine's airfields and military bases. This video from Melitopol in southern Ukraine appears to show the destruction of the city's airfield. But shrapnel and shells are also reported to have landed in civilian areas, including the capital, Kiev.
Until the very last moment, I didn't believe it would happen. I thought it might just involve Donetsk and Luhansk, but I didn't ever think it would involve Kiev.
Most likely, war has now begun. Everyone is leaving. Everywhere is shut.
I hate the country that started this war. I speak as a mother and as a Ukrainian, and I call on the whole world to help us and stop this aggressor.
Ukraine's government declared martial law.
I had a conversation with US President Joe Biden. The US is starting to gather international support. Today we need you, each of you, to be calm. If possible, stay at home, please. We are working. The army is working. The entire security and defense sector of Ukraine is working.
The Russian military offensive follows a carefully choreographed strategy of Russia's President Vladimir Putin. He unilaterally recognized two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine as independent of Kiev and then sent Russian soldiers in under the pretext of being peacekeepers. The battle for Luhansk and Donetsk in eastern Ukraine has been going on since 2014, with more than 14,000 people killed in fighting between the Russian-backed separatists and the Ukrainian army. Now, what Putin calls peacekeepers are on the attack, and the Russian leader is warning Ukrainian soldiers not to resist.
Whoever would try to stop us and further create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate and lead you to such consequences that you have never faced in your history. We are ready for any outcome.
The Russian invasion began despite last-ditch appeals from members of the United Nations Security Council to ease tension. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN demanded his Russian counterpart step down as chairman.
Call Putin, call Lavrov to stop aggression. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell, ambassador.
As news of the invasion spread in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, main highways out of the city quickly became gridlocked with traffic. There's a mood of desperation developing now. Many people just jumping into their cars, getting their families together and heading on the road, trying to get to Poland. But the main auto routes are all jammed. There are so many people trying to do the same thing. Others are going underground, taking shelter. Others have been flocking to the supermarkets and frantically stocking up on essential items. This was the scene in Kramatorsk in the east of Ukraine as shoppers grab what they could to fill their cupboards. The Ukrainian army and air force are putting up a fight and resisting the Russian attack. This video from the defense ministry said to show a Russian helicopter shot down by Ukrainian forces near Kiev. But there will be no reinforcements from NATO, and the odds look heavily stacked against Ukraine's forces. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Kiev.